Welcome back to Giants.com, everybody, and it's time for this week's edition of Crossfire. I'm John Schmelk. We're joined today by Paul Dottino. And Paul, today's question is in regards to the Giants' offense. Last year, the Giants threw the ball just under 62% of the time. Do you think the Giants will throw the ball more or less next season?
I'm going to go a little bit more, John. I don't know that the number's going to be that much higher. It may only be a little uptick higher. But I just think that the way Eli Manning's throwing it, and when you get more weapons at his disposal, for example, potentially Victor Cruz and Beckham being on the field at the same time, perhaps a healthy tight end on the field at the same time. We saw Donnell early in the year and then Will Tye late in the year. Perhaps even getting the ball more to Shane Vereen, who was a big target in that passing game. I think it's certainly possible it could be a little bit higher than it was this year, but not much.
Yeah, Paul, I think you hit it on the head. I think it's going to be very, very close because it's still Ben McAdoo. This Giants offense isn't going to take a huge sea change in one direction or the other. But I believe with the offensive line getting another year together, Weston Richburg getting another year of experience, Justin Pugh another year of experience, maybe Ereck Flowers being healthy the entire year, not playing through an ankle injury going into his second year, I think the Giants' running game will be better. They'll focus on one running back, get one guy going a little bit earlier in the year, and I think they will run the ball more than the 38% of the time they ran it last year.
Either way, John, I got a feeling it's going to be very close.
Absolutely, and the Giants look forward to getting back on the practice field to get ready for 2016. For Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. That is this week's edition of Crossfire.